Is 5 to 18 with AABDEE4E6E plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner get the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-295 South on the Buckman Bridge, there's been a crash involving numerous cars. Lots of backup. The right lane is blocked. 95 South at 20th Street, Martin Luther King Parkway. Look out for a wreck there. And on I-10 East from Cassett to 95, there's backup. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 62 and tonight partly cloudy with an overnight low of 47.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
We can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And if you have been listening to my show prior to today, then thank you for returning. I'm so grateful that you're back. But if this is the first time that you've stumbled upon the show, you don't know how many times I hear people say, "I just stumbled upon your show." Well, I am so glad because I've been waiting for you, whether you're on Facebook Live or YouTube or on the radio in Jacksonville or all from Southeast Georgia all the way to Tampa or all the way to Melbourne on Saturdays. I've been waiting for you. Thank you so much. There's no accident. I want you to know that this is a place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, because we are live on Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show, and I'm so excited. I'm getting more and more people tuning in and communicating with me because I want us all to embrace this new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, keep in mind, this is the truth that I've researched. This is the truth that I've embraced. But I want you to verify everything. Even though we have world-renowned experts, this needs to become your truth in order for it to give you passion, in order for it to make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. We've planted a seed. A seed has been planted. And what I want for us to do during this hour that we're together is to consider the possibility that what I'm sharing with you might be a new truth. I'm not saying it's the truth, but I'm saying it's a new truth, something that may support you a little better in your life today. I know, and I've said this before, that when I was a little kid, my mom and dad, wonderful parents, taught me how to treat others the way I need to be treated or I want to be treated. So that's called the golden rule. But the reality is, when I was a child, the whole world revolved around me. Everything was like me. There was no different. Everybody was similar. Everybody wanted what I wanted. That was the mind of a child. But I'm no longer a child. I am an adult. I'm a grown woman. And so here's the deal. What I've discovered in my life is that sometimes the way I want that people have treated me is not the way I want to be treated. So therefore, that means that the way I'm treating people may not be the way they want to be treated. So today we're going to talk about communication, whether it's with your boss or your friends. You know, that's a little different. You know, today, you know, the guests that I had lined up postponed. And this week we had a request to talk about communication with your spouse or your partner. Communication is communication. You know, I want us to understand that so many years have gone by in my life. I am now in my, I cannot believe I'm about to say this, in my mid-50s. I'm in my mid-50s. So there's a little bit of wisdom have come in along the way that you too, my dear friends, you too, my listening and viewing friends, also have. And I want this to be our show today. I want you to be able to share what has been your biggest aha moment, awakening when it comes to communication. What works best for you in your relationships? Now, we can be at our best when we're at work, and we can be at our best when we're meeting new people. But unfortunately, it's our family, those people we love the most, that see us at our worst. How is it that you communicate, how I communicate effectively when you are not at your best? When you're tired, you've worked a long day, you've been home with the kids, and now you just want adult communication, or you just want, and the other person does not listen. How do we improve communication in a relationship? What makes me qualified to talk to you about this? I don't know. I'm a certified life coach, but that's not it. Maybe it's because I've experienced life. Maybe that's not it. I don't know what it is that makes me capable to speak to you, but I will tell you, I will speak my truth. Now, it's up to you to decide whether or not you embrace it or you reject it. Either way, it's okay. But embrace your truth no matter what it is, but be open to consider for this 1 hour of this classroom that we have, for this 1 hour, I just ask you to be open and consider the possibility that perhaps there's something different and new that you could do today to improve your communication with the people you love the most. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com and on Facebook Live at When You Need a Friend, no, at Lillian's Radio Show. So join us there during the break.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I have the privilege to share my love and knowledge with you, because that is our sole purpose, is to share. Are you a hoarder? Do you hoard your information like it's like a precious, my precious prize? Share what it is today that has helped you improve your communication. That's what I'm going to be talking about today, but I want to hear from you. The number you can call is 407-373-5959. You can text or call, or let me know what that thing is that helped you experience better communication with your loved one. Now, I'm going to talk about Gary Chapman, who's been on the show. Ah, yeah, I'm going to do some more name dropping. So Gary Chapman has been on the show. I've had Alex Kendrick on the show. There's so many. Oh, Tina Krumpacker has been on the show that we've talked about. We've learned about better communication. I've also been a part of Marriage Encounter, and I've had many shows on Retrovi. Tina Krumpacker had a couples retreat that we even did it at our house. We had five wonderful couples come together to celebrate our union, to celebrate our love. And you don't have to be married in order to participate in some of these, because you can have a partner or someone that you absolutely love. You know, communication is so important in every relationship. We tend, like I said, to be at our best behavior when we are at work, when we are with our new friends or a new circumstance. We are thinking, and that's 5% of our, it's not a program where that it's like a ritual. It is a ritual. We brush our teeth without thinking. We watch television, and we're doing our nails, or we're writing, or we're multitasking. But when you are unitasking, when you are focused on what you're doing, you're actually using your brain, not the second part of your brain. And so that's why love, when you first fall in love, is so new and exciting. And it's because you're in a different brain wave. You're in a different place in your brain. So instead of being present in the moment, you know, then you start taking advantage or taking for granted this relationship. And now you're going to relax and you know, you're going to come home from work and you're tired. And this person who's been waiting for you all day long is just like, I'm so excited that you're home. I'm so excited that you're home. Now let's have some adult time. And it's not what that other person needs. So how do we make an agreement? How do we create win-win with the person that you love the most, the one you live with, the one that sees the good, the bad, the ugly in you and loves you anyway? But there are times, and I will tell you, I am no exception to this rule, and I know none of us are, that we're not at our best, that our guard is down, that we're tired, and we just want to numb or veg or just like wipe out. But how are you doing it? Are you doing it in a way that is building your relationship, or are you doing it in a way that's isolating you from those you love? Maybe you need that. So One of the things that I do want to talk about, and for those of you who want to follow and join us on Facebook, we're on Facebook Live. You can go to facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. And that's a Lillian with an S, Lillian's Radio Show, plural. And so as we look at communicating with our spouses, I must say, and I've shared this before, I'm not sharing anything that my husband and I haven't shared or that he has given me permission to share, is that there was a time in my marriage, and I would say right about 7 years, that I walked away. I walked away from the marriage because I could not continue the relationship the way it was. There needed to be mutual respect. There needed to be win-win. Maybe I wanted to win more, or maybe he wanted to win more. But that's not a good relationship. A relationship is win-win. And an ability to kind of say, okay, I identify the needs of the other person. We know what this person needs. But what, first it's, what am I fearful of? I was fearful of another failed marriage. And so I treated the marriage that I had like it was going to be a failed marriage. And I was fearful, and my fear drove my reactions. So how many times can you relate to fearing something and that fear motivating you? But this is what I didn't know at the time, that what you focus on is what you manifest. So if you are fearful, if you are fearful of losing your relationship, you are going to be focused on that loss. But what is it that you want? And what is it that your partner wants? And I'm saying the use of the word partner, you fill in the blank, whether it's a heterosexual marriage or same gender marriage, whether it's someone you live with, whether it's whatever you call your partner, that person who has your heart, but not control of it, that you have shared your heart with them, but not given it 100%, so that they can choose your joy or happiness, your joy or sadness, of whether or not you feel fulfilled or not. Keep in mind, you are an owner of that heart, and you choose to share that heart with the other person. So how do you share that heart with the other person? Do you share that heart by saying, you know, you're responsible for my joy? If you're doing that, that's taking away your power, and you're giving that person too much responsibility over you. And when I use the word responsibility right now, it's like blame, shame, fault, and duty, which is the way we understand the word responsibility. What I'm talking about is ownership of that heart. You're the owner of your heart that you choose to share, and your partner is the owner of their heart that they choose to share. Now, going back to my marriage, at seven, and throughout our marriage, we will be married 25 years, and we'll be celebrating. I think we celebrated 26 years together as a couple. So there's different phases of marriage. And when you first fall in love, you're in that moment. You're actually thinking. You're not in a state of hypnosis. You're actually thinking, you're brushing your hair a certain way. You want to dress to impress. You want to make sure your breath doesn't smell. So there's certain things that you're doing that, what once you kind of, the relationship wears off and it becomes part of your routine, now that too becomes part of, you know, your habit and your ritual, the things that you do automatically. If you understand what I'm trying to say. And then you don't care if the person is excited to see you, because now it's the newness have rubbed off. And many people quit at that stage in their relationship. And this is where we need to hold on the most and see the value of the person who is in front of you, who is beside you, who is holding your hand or holding your forehead when you are sick and you need to expel everything that's in your guts. Who is that person? Who is that person? For me, it's the one that brings me tea every morning and maybe water at night before I go to bed. That person, who is that person for you? And so I remember feeling throughout my entire marriage that about 90 to 95% of my marriage is absolutely phenomenal. But when we disagreed, we just didn't know how to do it. When I wanted something and he didn't want it, or when he wanted something and I didn't want it, we didn't know how to create win-win. Through our journey, we have gone through Marriage Encounter. We have done the couples workshop. We have dialogued. We have learned different tools to improve our relationship. But the best thing that we've ever done is taking personal ownership of who we are. So this is what happens. This is what happens. We are focused on lack. We are focused on fear. And again, whatever we focus on is what we get most out of. So if we're saying, okay, well, I am fearful that my relationship will land or that my relationship is not where I want it to be, then we are focusing on lack. And lack, I created an acronym not too long ago, and lack represents lamenting. That's the L. Oh man, he's such a terrible, or she's such a terrible, whatever it is, you're just focusing that five. For me, that 5% of not so good in my relationship, when we're like letting our guard down, was 100%. You forget the good in the relationship and just focus on what's wrong. That's lamenting. And telling all your friends, and, oh, this is what they did today. Can you believe this? Instead of focusing on fact. So it's lack versus fact. So I'm going to go back and forth. So the F for fact would be focus on what you want. Talk to the partner about what you want. Because remember, I said at the beginning of the show that the golden rule doesn't support us anymore. Follow the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. But if I don't want to be treated that way, I must ask for what I want. And I am saying to the person, you know, I don't like it. We need to say it in a way when the emotion is not there. I don't like it when you do that. I don't feel this. I don't like the way I feel when this happens. It's my ownership. So how can we create win-win? So lack is lamenting, or L for lack is lamenting. F for fact is focus on what you want. Then we go to A for lack, which is anxiety. Because now I'm believing that this relationship is going to end and I'm going to be anxious. Versus A on fact for awareness. I am aware that this isn't working. So how can we, again, create win-win? And I'll go into examples in a little bit. The C is compare. So-and-so treats their wife or their spouse this way. That person is so happy. They're like twirling around being joyous in their house. And look at us. We're like horrible. Versus the C for curiosity or considering. How can we achieve the relationship that we want? That's the differences between fear and love. And lastly is the K for lack is killjoy, and the T for trust the process. And we're going to continue our conversation off the air at Lillian's radio show, and we're going to continue worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Thank you. Thank you, Andre, for giving me some clear indications.
Right here waiting for you. Ooh.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
About an hour from her home, police say a suspect is in custody. President Trump says that Democrats should be ashamed of themselves for opposing border security, including a wall, to the point where they're willing to prolong the partial government shutdown. It's now day 21 of the shutdown, roughly 800,000 federal workers affected. The process of pulling U.S. troops out of Syria has begun. That's according to an American military spokesman for the coalition fighting ISIS. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red this morning. Dow futures down about 63 points. S&P futures are off 8. NASDAQ futures currently down 28 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain. And let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise. And the three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-295 north at I-95, watch out for a crash on the left side of the highway. Bay Meadows Road east and south side, another wreck. And at 95 south at 8th Street, an accident's causing a lot of backup. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 62 and tonight partly cloudy with an overnight low of 47.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can listen worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we go through life with childlike wonder. Everyone in front of you is a teacher. Everyone before you knows something you don't know. And so I want to encourage you with curiosity to learn what they have instead of criticism. There's so many words that you can flip-flop. There's a shadow side of everything good. And so when you look at something with curiosity and the shadow side of that, is criticism. So where do you want to be in your life is where you take ownership. And you can blame others for being critical, but really, how you respond to them is the way you can to take ownership of your own life and create what you want. And so this is what we talk about on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And I don't know if this is making sense to you, if you are listening today and going, yeah, you know, I experienced that too. I am fearful. And the opposite of fear is love. And so we want to engage this love and do things from a place of love as opposed to a place of fear. The outcomes are totally different. And everything you think manifests. So with that in mind, if you think your relationship is going to end, you're manifesting the end of your relationship. But if you can muster this hope and focus on what you want on the relationship, now you're focusing on what you want, which comes from a place of love and courage. There's another C word there. So with that in mind, I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And if you haven't done so already, this is how you can support the show, is that you can become a subscriber. While you're there, you'll get free gifts once you become a subscriber. My 90-day challenge to self-love ebook is free to you when you become a subscriber, and it will help you fall in love with yourself. Ultimately, that is the best relationship you could ever have, is the relationship to self, because from that comes great abundance. And when you give from a place of abundance, oh, that's so much better than giving from a place of lack. And so with that in mind, while you're there, please click on to the social media and like me and follow me there. That way you'll get messages and you'll know when I'm on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And so this is where we can continue free health coaching, free life coaching, free encouragement. And this is what we bring on every day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. And then on Saturdays at 11, you are able to gather all this information from all the teachers that are coming on the show. I also want to encourage you to click on the YouTube, because the YouTube channel, when you subscribe there, both subscription at whenyouneedafriend.com or YouTube, you get the show sent to you. So you can choose if you want to see the show or listen to the show at any time. Of course, if you don't like Facebook or if you don't like YouTube, you can also find me on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn. There's so many different ways we can stay together. But I want to ask you to please, because of my sponsors. Liberty HealthShare is one of my sponsors. You heard about them yesterday on the show. There, I'm also a member. I screen my sponsors very well. And so I want you to support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. Because of them, you have this free information, this new truth that is something that you can consider and look into to see if this becomes part of your truth. So today we are talking about improving communication, improving our relationship with those we love. But this is our show. You are also the teacher, and we're also students. We go back and forth. And so with that in mind, I want to encourage you that if you have a tip or something that you do that has always helped you with improving communication with your partner, because specifically we're talking today about partnership, whether it's a spouse or a relationship that has not entered into a marriage, but maybe you're dating them or you're in a committed, loving relationship. I'm not talking about an abusive relationship. This is where I draw the line and I say, that is it. No more. You need to detach yourself from that until that trust is built. You can forgive, but you don't need to trust. Trust is something that takes a lifetime to build and a moment to break. And so those are the things, you know, love from, sometimes we need to love people from afar. Those things do happen all the time. So I want to encourage you. I'm talking about a normal functional relationship that has a win-win mentality. So I have shared things in the past that have helped, and I've learned some things from great teachers. And some of the patterns that we go into in a relationship is a parent-child relationship. And what happens to your child when they think they're all grown up? They rebel. So if you have that kind of relationship where you're constantly nagging and telling your spouse what to do, and they're not listening, that is a parent-child relationship. And that will destroy the marriage, the relationship, more than anything that you can do. Well, actually, there's other things you can do, but for now, let's talk about pouring acid on the relationship. It's not a good thing. Now, even with your children, and I've learned this the hard way, your children will do what they have to do. And if you fear that they're going to get in trouble, all your fears will come true. So fear not. So love them into whatever it is that they're going through. Love them through every stage of it, and know that they are enough to figure it out, and they will be. And so there are things that we need in life. We need affection, attention, acceptance, approval. We need all these different. So there's the five A's, and I learned that again from Trina Krupacker when she was on my show: affection, attention, acceptance, approval, and acknowledgement. So let's take acknowledgement right now. And this is what this book is for. And I had mentioned that I was going to send a listener the book, I Hear You. And it has to do with acknowledgement. It doesn't, when you acknowledge somebody, it doesn't mean you agree. Is that you listen with sympathy. You listen to say, I understand how you feel, and I am sorry you feel this way. It doesn't mean that I am going to accept it in the sense that I agree with it. It just means I'm acknowledging how you feel. I have a hard time with that one. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a hard time with that one, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So there's stages in marriage, and there's so many. There's the easy stage in marriage, which is when you fall in love, everything is new. Again, you're in a different, you're actually thinking, you're using your brain. Only 5% of your brain is real time. Everything else is like, you're like in a mode of hypnosis. It's like goes into your, I'm trying to think of the word, but it goes into your habit and your ritual. And, you know, so that once it becomes like a habit, then you stop being on real time. When you're learning something new, that's when. So the stages are, the easy stage is the falling in love and getting to know one another, becoming a couple. But then, oh, something happens like within 3 years of knowing somebody, or sometimes sooner, there's a disillusionment. Oh my God, what did I do? Who did I marry? What am I doing in this relationship? And that's when we start going into this, taking people for granted, assuming that they know what we're thinking. And now it's time to really start working, because it gets a little harder. This is when you need to be committed to the commitment. Unless there's abuse, you need to be committed to the commitment. And so that's the stage four, where you go to the next level, which is that commitment, that unconditional love, that place where you say, okay, we're going to use our power to create something wonderful. No difference than a business that you're trying to build from the ground, and you're present in that relationship. So what does the relationship need? So the person who, let's say, wants something from the other person, they don't want to do it. What are you willing to do? If you're not willing to do this, then here's a little tip. Go off, write five things you are willing to do, discover what the problem is. The root cause is not what's happening, it's how you feel about what's happening. And so once you share how you feel about what's happening, then you can start working on what you want. So you want more time with your spouse? Negotiate that. When can we spend some time? What do you need when you come home from work? Do you need 30 minutes? Do you need 40 minutes? What do you need? And negotiate like you are in a contract. You know, my husband and I, when we went through the couples relationship, the couples retreat, we created a mission statement. Create a mission statement for your marriage. What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want? Here's my mission statement. And I don't know if I'm going to read it out loud on Facebook Live. And we're going to continue our conversation about how to create improved conversation communication with those you love, especially your partner, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I am sharing my love and knowledge with you, my listening and viewing friends. So if you're listening on the radio, so excited. You can also tune in at Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And then when the show is completed, we upload it into YouTube. So it doesn't matter how you're watching, how you're learning. I want to hear from you, the tips, You can call or text 407-373-5959. I want to hear maybe what your tools are to improve communication with your spouse. I could do every day a little bit at a time of what has helped us. But, finding out what the other person needs and what they want and what can I do, what am I willing to do to help with that? But ultimately, there needs to be self-love. Because if I am relying on you to make me feel loved, that's not going to work either. So there has to be a balance between self-love and love of others. Because some people just love others and they don't love themselves. And so anything that happens in the world and anything that affirms their lack of love for self becomes exaggerated. So keep in mind that that could be something that might be dealing with as well. So I wanted to share just recently, I was talking to my husband and this morning, and I said, when did I come up with this? What was going on in our life at the time? And what was coming up at the time was I was experiencing lack and I was living in lack. And so everything was just bothering me. And it could be that I was stressed at the time. It could be that I wasn't filling my love bucket. And I talked about that on the break. So you can go to YouTube at the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, or go to whenyouneedafriend.com and click on YouTube and then subscribe there, and you can get the entire show as well. And you can get the on and off the air conversation. But I talked about the five love languages by Gary Chapman. He was on my show and he talked about that. But one of those days, I was sitting at the beach. I fill my love bucket and I give myself the love that I need in nature. I love nature. I didn't know I loved nature until I was opened to be curious about a camping trip that I did and never had camped before, and discovered that I love. I've written articles about water. I love the water. And there's an article at whenyouneedafriend.com called I Am Water. Read that. There's another one that I wrote called I Am the Solution. I Am the Solution. So I was sitting there kind of going, why do I feel this way? Why am I so angry? Why am I feeling lack? And that's the root in lack is fear. And so I was functioning under fear, and it could be that I was not taking care of me, not practicing self-care. And as I sat on the beach, I decided that I needed to shift. I needed to shift. And all of a sudden, I heard the words within me, because I do believe that the Creator who creates you, who created you, gives you the power to create. We are co-creators. And with that in mind comes downloads that we get, but we must be open to listen. And I heard the words, I am the solution. So I thought, wow, I am the solution. And I'm walking on the beach and I'm thinking, how am I the solution? If I am not the problem, if I am not happy with this situation, how can I be the solution? And I wrote an article about that, and an acronym. The S is for strategize, O is for organize, L is to learn, U is urgency, T is think positive, I is intuition, O is for openness, and then N is needs. When we become honest with ourselves, we stop focusing on somebody else to fulfill what we need. So when we are both coming together to create win-win, and we sit down and we negotiate, what are you willing to do? I am the solution. You are the solution. So with two solution mentality thinkers, what are we going to come up with? I'm going to write my list of needs. I need for you to write your needs as well. So I'm saying this as when you're talking to your partner, come from a place of love. Figure out how to respectfully, lovingly, come up with an agreement that both of you can be happy with. And understand that sometimes they say that marriage is 50-50. Sometimes it's 10-90. Sometimes it's 80-20. Sometimes it's 100-100. It all depends on where you're at. And when you come from a place of understanding and love, you can step back and say, you know what? I'm going to translate this in my head as they are tired. I'm going to translate this in my head as they need some space. I'm going to translate this in my head as I love you and I want to give you what you deserve and what you love. But again, it's a two-way and this is what I need. And so once you acknowledge what it is that you want, then that is when a beautiful relationship, again, that concept of the cocoon that I talked about, and I'm trying to get to that quote again, and I'm going to memorize it. And it's an anonymous quote that I want to take credit for, but I didn't write it. It says, "You two can fly, but that cocoon must go." Got to get crazy uncomfortable. Get out of your comfort zone. Yes, you may want to watch television when you come home. Yes, you may want to drop off the kids in the lap of your spouse. Yes, but what can we work together with love? And then once you start doing that, you'll start remembering all the wonderful reasons you chose this person to be your partner. You'll start remembering that, oh my gosh, my relationship is like 90% good. I've been living in that 10% and thinking that that 10% is 100%. But the reality is that you need to remember, we get to remember the good along with the stuff that's not so good and make it like a huge picture as opposed to just focusing on what is wrong. Create that win-win. So how do you create win-win in your relationship? How do you acknowledge your spouse? Even if you don't agree, listen and say, I'm sorry you feel that way. I understand. Here's my point. This is what I want to share. Can they acknowledge yours? So working together to create love. And my husband gave a talk one time and he said, and I don't think he was the one that created it, but it's a quote that his father would tell him. The best way to love your children is to love their parent. To truly love their parent. So my husband said it this way. The best way to love your children is to love your spouse, to love your wife. And so with that in mind, I want to encourage you to make win-win a part of your relationship. Everybody wins. And if you can't win today, can we negotiate me winning some other time? So with that in mind, I hope that this will help. Just dip your toe. If you want more coaching, you can go to my coaching page and there are fees for that. But for now, this is a place you can get free advice, free information. Please become a subscriber, like and share, tell everybody about the show. If you want to sponsor the show, I am waiting for you. You can call anytime. And I am hoping that you will adopt the mentality, I am the solution, and shift your focus that liberated me to help me see that I am responsible for my life. I am responsible for my happiness and joy. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Mwah! This is what I always say.